And good evening, America, and good morning, Australia. It's Monday morning here on the Gold Coast, and it's the top of the hour here on BBS Radio, and you're listening to Tony Lontis Live on Everyday Business. And today we continue our conversations with Inner Genius Global, Wendy McQuinney. And before I do that, I just want to tell you a little bit more about Wendy. For those listening live on Facebook and LinkedIn and YouTube, we have my amazing assistant, Patio, listening on live to answer all your questions and forward you email and website links as you need them. And if you're listening, give us a big shout out. So the wonderful Wendy has a life that has been varied and exciting. She commenced her career as a professional ballroom Latin dance teacher and adjudicator, teaching both children and adults. Her career path progressed from customer service with airlines, flight attendant for major airline, and then exclusive air cruising company to event management. Wendy's life has not only been without challenges, Wendy's life has not been without challenges, but out of the challenges have come many wonderful opportunities for learning and development. And that is something that Wendy is incredibly passionate about. So all throughout her career, there's been a focus on education, learning, and learning from the challenges of life. So Inner Genius Kids and Inner Genius Teens programs enable children to achieve their full inner potential, and in doing so, empower them to achieve mind strength and resilience. Inner Genius Kids and Inner Genius Teen programs empower children to create their life of success. If a child has a strong and resilient mind, they are better able to face life's challenges. And if there's ever time to have a resilient mind and a resilient child, it's now in the 20s. So good morning, Wendy. How are you?
Well, thanks, Tony. Thank you for having me.
I am so delighted to have you back on the show, Wendy. And today it's going to be wonderful fun because we're going to take a deep dive into your teenage program. Through your programs, you wanted to use lessons to develop skills and abilities in critical thinking and laying a foundation to create a happier, clearer, more contented life. And you wanted to focus on our young people, which I think is amazing. This morning, before we delve into Wendy's teen program, just a little bit of interesting information about the teenage brain. The teenage brain is wired to learn, and it's an exciting time in life for them. Teenagers are becoming increasingly independent whilst undergoing a whole range of physical, emotional, and cognitive changes. The control center of the brain, the prefrontal cortex, is responsible for planning, goal setting, decision making, and problem solving, and undergoes significant changes at this time. Lawrence Steinberg, author of The Age of Opportunity, Lessons from the New Science of Adolescence, notes that the ages 12 to 25 are a period of extraordinary neuroplasticity. Science suggests that it's important for kids to be challenged and exposed to the novelty in order to facilitate healthy development of brain systems that are important for things like self-regulation, says Steinberg. So, Wendy, with this in mind, what specifically does your teenage education program offer young minds?
Well, first, we need to define the brain and the mind. So if you ask someone, yes, what does your mind look like, they immediately think it's the brain, and that could be further from the truth. So the brain is an electronic switching station. So if we think of the brain like a suit that covers and protects our mind. So the, yes, brain controls the information that flows through the body. Now, this is voluntary movements such as walking, yes, reading, and talking. And also involuntary movements, which is your breathing and digestion. Now, everything starts with a thought. So, for example, I have a cup and I want to pick up the cup. Well, we do that subconsciously. It sends a
Yes.
signal to the brain, and the brain reacts accordingly. So if we think of our mind, 95% of everything we do today is done unconsciously. But the mind is a little bit
Yes.
different. It's a thinking muscle, and it controls our thoughts and our feelings, and to some degree, the actions that we take to deliver the outcome we want. So through the team programs, what we are doing is conditioning the subconscious mind to a new way of thinking to allow the students or allow the teenagers to create their success.
And Wendy, if in our subconscious mind, where we have an immense amount of power to change our existence, isn't it? So I know, and I know your journey is a little similar to mine. We were quite later in life before we even started to think conceptually as the brain and mind being different and the mind having the power it does to change our lives. Isn't that correct?
That is correct. We have our mind is made up of the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. Now, when we through our senses, things come into our, we're bombarded with thoughts every day. And the
Yes.
conscious mind has the ability to accept or reject. But unfortunately, the subconscious mind hasn't got that ability. So if something comes in, like teenagers today, they're reading things on social media and it comes in. Well, what the
Yes.
program is trying to do is stop the children by thinking the negative thoughts that they might be seeing and hearing, and don't allow those to get into the subconscious mind. So think of the subconscious mind like a fertile garden. So you can grow a poisonous plant right next to a flowering one, and both will grow the same. Our thoughts are no different. A negative
Yes.
thought will grow just the same as a positive one. But what the Inner Genius Teens program is learning the new way of thinking to enable the positive thoughts to go in. And in order for the positive thoughts to go in, we need the children to be confident and self-belief in themselves. And that's what the programs are developing, this confidence and self-belief, so they don't believe everything that they hear. They evaluate what they hear and want to accept or reject.
Wendy, you and I know that this stuff is really powerful. Why do you think that it's not a key component of general education for young people?
Well, going back many years, they have introduced critical thinking on and off in the education
Yes.
system. But when children's, say, overall studies at the school and they're not, the results are not doing so well, they seem to disregard the critical thinking because they feel that they can't test it to see if the children are
Yes.
understanding it. But what they don't understand is if we introduce them to critical thinking, so the students can analyze information better to make better decisions for a better outcome,
Yes.
they can see the results in the child and the results of the school. You take, that little boy that I spoke about last week in the UK, when he wasn't doing very well at school and he was overweight and he didn't fit in. But then he did
Yeah.
better in an exam and he said, I used my mind. He had a different way of thinking, and that was only a
Thinking.
short way through the program. So, yeah.
Pretty exciting. Wendy, what I know that the program is split into two age groups. What are those two teen age groups that the Inner Genius program caters for?
We have the first one, 11 to 14 years, because that is a very critical time in teenagers' life. And then the older ones, 15 to 18 years. So they're getting into the adult ages. And so it's basically very similar material, but I deliver it in
Yes.
different activities, depending on the age group.
Yeah. And so we call them young adults as when they turn 18, but the fact of the matter is that their brains are often still developing until they're 25, aren't they?
They are, yes, Tony, you're right. We are continually learning. And, if we encourage the parents to sit down and do the programs with the children, quite often Children pick up new things and accept new material a lot quicker than us adults do.
Yes. Which is why you were so passionate about developing these programs for young people and children, was that they are like a captive, their brain is ready to take on new concepts and learn new things so much more easily than they do when we become adults. It's a little harder as we age to take on new concepts. We become a little bit set in our ways. So if the children are exposed to new ways of thinking in combination with their current education, that gives them much more rounded education and prepares them much better for the adult world, doesn't it, Wendy?
It does, yes. If you look at when a baby's born, and I think it's about well, up to 18 months, they only have the subconscious mind. That's why you can teach a baby and a young child different languages
Yes.
and they just accept it because they don't see why they cannot do it. It's at that
Do it.
stage when we develop the conscious part of the mind and we start thinking, well, I can't do that and I can't do this. But we all can. Every single person has the
Yes.
exact same abilities.
Yes, I know. I wish that I had had access to these sorts of programs when I was younger. So we know, Wendy, that teenage minds have that capacity to become functionally smarter and that they have formed images of themselves as being smart. But what is it about teenagers that makes them struggle? And how does your program install that greater confidence in a teenager who's struggling?
All right, by showing these teenagers a way to think, instead of teaching them what to think, it creates the inquiring mind to seek the information that they require to take them to where they want to go. So, and when they start succeeding, that develops their, or it increases their self-confidence and self-belief in their abilities.
So the program's set up so that they will have success and they will understand what that feeling of success is about. Wendy, will they gain that self-confidence by doing the program? And it's set up to create that self-confidence, particularly in teenagers.
Yes, it does. So, the program has goes through. Now, if we look at the first lesson, and we look at imagination. So, in order for a child to think about what they want to achieve, they first have to imagine it in their mind of what they want to achieve. Now, that gives them the desire and the persistence to take them where they want to go. So if we can get them to imagine to imagine what they want, and then it's like a footballer or anyone who's been successful, things don't happen overnight. You if they have a goal of being the best soccer player or the football player, well then you have to be persistent and work hard at it. Just because you might not be doing so well at school, if you think about the situation of what you want to achieve, well then you turn it around and you sit down and work out, okay, I want to achieve this. I want to do better in my next exam. What do I need to do in order to get me to that point? And persistence, determination, and that will to achieve starts to develop because it gives them that encouragement to continue on.
Fantastic, Wendy. We know teenagers, as they get older in their teenage years, they take on more and more responsibility, and they take on the responsibility for their own learning. Does the Inner Genius program encourage that self-directed learning? And is it geared for teenagers to take responsibility for their own learning?
Well, yes, we all need to Take responsibility for what we're learning. Yes, I mean, the children today, they go to school, they're told, okay, you've got to do this homework. And so many of them don't like homework. But what you've got to understand is it's all about what do you want to achieve? And that's what the programs are doing. It enables them to critically think about what information, understand and utilize the information they're gathering, asking the questions to themselves, well, do I really want to achieve that or don't? And if you really want to achieve something, yes, you have to go ahead and do the work. Nothing comes from doing nothing. I mean, if you
That's
look
right.
at someone who's successful in life, they seem to be able to make decisions a lot quicker, and therefore they get to the end results a lot quicker. So if we can have our children thinking more, they've got to start thinking for themselves and analyzing the information that's coming in. Do I want this? Do I really want that? And then do what's necessary to in order to achieve their goal.
So really, your programs encourage them to flip their thinking, so to speak. So rather than going, "Oh, what a drudge homework is," it encourages them to think about their own success and what they want to achieve. And if they want to achieve that, then they have to study this or do that homework. And that encourages their responsibility in their own learning. Yeah?
Yes, that's correct. I mean, if for example, we're encouraging a positive mindset towards learning and encouraging, and it's really funny, the more information they gather and the better their achievements at school or in life, the more confident, the more self-assured they are, and the more it's like critical thinking creates this momentum, or I want to learn more. If we look back at Helen Keller, now I think we spoke briefly about Helen. She was deaf, dumb, and blind, and her parents didn't want to see her in that dark world. So they thought they'd get this teacher to come in and help Helen. Now, if Helen had to, she had lots of obstacles to overcome. So
She
she
did.
had, you know, she had to, it was hard for her to imagine something that she'd never seen. So there was a part in her life where she couldn't put the word water with the feeling. What is water? I've never seen water. So her teacher took her to a water fountain and put her hand under the water and then signed in her hand, water. Because you see, we all think in pictures. If I said to you, what does a feather look like? You don't see the letters of the feather, you see the picture.
No,
So
you
because
see the,
Helen had to create this picture in her mind of what the water was. So at that point, once she understood the feeling with the word and what it meant, she then developed this appetite for learning more and more because she was putting the pieces together oh, this is really great. And that's what we've got to do with the children. And that's what critical thinking does.
Yes.
It creates the momentum to learn more and more. And if you look at Helen Keller, she was the first woman to graduate from a university, but not just one university. She graduated from five universities, all because
Yes.
she was able to think in a new way and learn.
Yes. Isn't the power of teachers and education amazing? So imagine if her parents hadn't taken that step to get her that extra curricular help and education, we wouldn't have had the amazing Helen Keller, would we? We wouldn't have had
No.
her stories, her. And so it comes back to your passion behind Inner Genius is to help parents
Yes.
do some of that extracurricular stuff that sets their kids up for success in life. When I was researching for today's show, I read an article that talked about teenagers that they don't just teach them to read, but to think through the idea that they're reading about. So I know that your programs use these concepts to cement the teenage learning. So what sort of things do you use in your programs that encourages, I guess, that critical thinking? So not just reading something, but thinking about the process behind what they're reading.
Oh, definitely. Well, as I said, when we read, we're creating pictures in our mind. And the pictures that we're creating is in it developing the skills and abilities to be able to critically think about a situation, evaluate information. Is this information right or wrong? Is this information that I want? It helps you to critically think about an issue or a problem, having an open mind and consider alternative ways of looking at the solutions. So when the children are reading, and it gets back to, you know, our imagination. This is the picture that we're creating in our mind. So we want the children to sit down and think, okay, I want to become, and it doesn't matter what it is, if I want to become a baker or a teacher, well, we have to first get that image in our mind. And then what happens with our mind, the more we think about it, the more we gather information about it, we get excited about the prospect. Oh, yes, that would. Yes. How would that feel? Oh, that would feel really wonderful when I've achieved that goal. So that's what we're trying to do, get the children to imagine what they want to achieve. That encourages them to keep the studies going, to be persistent, to have determination to achieve what they want. And that's all done through the information that they have gathered and asking questions and making the better decisions in order to achieve that outcome.
I'm thinking too that, Wendy, by doing your program, it actually might be a protective mechanism as well. So if they're getting bombarded by negative social media, then if they have this information and learning, then they're better able to sit back and go, okay, that person is saying I am ugly, for instance. Their thinking is now trained to go, well, now wait a bit, that's not true. I am not ugly, I am unique, that's the sort of thing that you're trying to encourage in the program, Wendy, that they critically think about the information that they're receiving versus just accepting on face value whatever is flooding into their brain, particularly by social media.
Oh, exactly. I mean, this is where the power of your magnificent mind, it comes into play. And this, a lot of it comes through, see, we are different from other creatures. All the other creatures on this planet operate by instinct. Yeah. We're the only creatures that's not comfortable with our environment. But what we can change our environment, we can achieve whatever we want to achieve. In order to do that, we have to have that strong self-belief and confidence and not accept everything that we hear or see. Now, Helen Keller, I mean, I asked the students in the program, what do you think Helen Keller would have had a wonderful, you know, a self-image? Well, she had it perfect in her mind because she wasn't bombarded with what she was hearing or seeing. She was absolutely perfect. So if we can get the children today, the teenagers, to all think that they are perfect in their own mind and not to accept the negativity around them. But in saying that, we emit vibrations. So we want to be to be hanging around people with positive vibrations, because that sends positive vibrations to us. That makes us happy and more content.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of wonderful things that come from having a positive versus a negative outlook on life. And for teenagers, that can be a struggle to stay positive when there's so many things happening in their bodies and brains and lives. So the Inner Genius program is self-directed for teenagers, but there are avenues for parents to keep up with their teenager learning, isn't there, Wendy?
Well, there is. I mean, it just because, you know, the teenager might have finished through the 15 to 18 year olds, there's further studies that can be done. The parents can
Yes.
learn with the child. I encourage the parents to learn
Yeah.
with the child because quite often the children pick it up a lot quicker than the parents. And you know,
Yeah.
there's funny situations you hear whether a child has said to the parent, "Well, that's not very positive." So, you know, the children do pick it up quite quickly because we think,
it's
oh, we know everything. We don't need to learn that, but that's not the case.
Yeah. So it actually creates quite a good family learning environment as well by investing in the teenage programs for your teenagers. So, is it a good idea for parents of teenagers to schedule their Inner Genius coursework into their daily lives? And if it is, what are the benefits of making sure that they stick to that schedule?
Well, we need to teach the children to think for themselves. So, yes, the programs are teaching the way to the a new way of thinking, a new way of learning, developing beliefs and attitudes. So, if the teenagers can sit down and analyze and say, right, this is where I want to go. This is what I have to do in order to get there. So, self-directed
Yeah.
study. Yes, if I want to achieve something and I have the determination and persistence to do it, I will sit down and do it. You've got to have that. It comes back to that. What is it that you want to achieve in life?
Yes.
What turns you on? What gets you excited? Because the more,
Yeah.
the better results that the children are achieving, the more they want to learn more and more and will study more and achieve their success.
Definitely. So, Inner Genius teenage programs are an additional coursework to their normal education, but it's kind of fun learning, isn't it, Wendy?
Well, I think it's fun learning. I have created short videos, so it's not a long
Yes.
process, so that keeps their attention span. Also, I've got little activities, and I think I mentioned the
Yeah.
other day that I did up a game for the children with the mind in relation to a car. How does the car work? How does the mind work? So that it sort of all relates into because they're learning to drive. So what do you need
Yes.
when you drive? You've got to put the best fuel in. Well, our life is no different. In order to achieve what you want to achieve, you've got to put the positive thoughts in and not the negative. So
Yeah,
it's all fun learning.
exactly. I'm thinking about your programs and thinking about if the components of mindset become a habit in a teenager, what can they create as an adult? It's quite exciting to think about. And I know that for teenagers, mindset is not something that's readily or easily talked about, but it's one of the key components of your courses, Wendy. And there's so much research out there that suggests that the importance of educating teenagers on the concepts of mindset, in particular growth mindset, have wonderful impacts on their lives, not just as a teenager, but throughout their lives. If they learn this stuff as a teenager, it tends to go through with them for their entire lives. So we know that toughness, failure, perseverance, and consequences are part of a successful life. And I know that you're particularly passionate about teaching these concepts. How does Inner Genius Teens program deal with learning around these concepts? So, you know, the concept like that failure is part of life and that it's okay to fail and that that's where you'll gain the most wonderful learnings. How does Inner Genius Teens tackle those concepts, Wendy?
Right, yes, you're right, Tony. We do need to fail. I mean, that's a way that we learn. Failure teaches us lessons. If you go study something and you have 100% on the exam, and it doesn't teach you, you go away and three weeks later you've forgotten that information. But if you have done something and you have failed at it, you're never going to do that again. You make sure that you succeed the next time. And we look throughout history, and there's plenty of people that have failed their way to success, so to speak. You look at Thomas Edison. Once again, he used that imagination to imagine an incandescent light bulb. Now, he tried, as you know, he tried 10,000 times. But when he was asked, you know, you failed, he said, no, I didn't fail. I just found 9,999 ways that wouldn't work. And I think, I know failing, it sounds, it's a horrible word and it sounds dreadful, but we need, failing teaches us lessons that, hang on, I must not have got that information right, or I need to change this in order to have the outcome that I want. And I think I love the saying, and I've incorporated it in the program, that winners never fail and quitters never win, because they have the determination and the persistence to keep going. There's another story. Well, Helen Keller, we go back to her. I mean, she didn't give up. She just kept learning and learning and made her way and you know, through university. She graduated from five. I mean, how incredible is that? Think about what it would have been like for her to live in that dark world. She couldn't speak, she couldn't hear, and she couldn't see anything. So she had remarkable parents in order to have the insight to say, right, I won't allow that child to just sit in the corner in a dark world. I want her to experience everything she can in life. So, yes, we fail our way to success.
And I think that we don't talk about enough about the fact that it's okay to fail, and that's actually a normal part of our human experience, because failure gives us lessons, and you want to learn those lessons, as if you're like me and I'm impatient, I want to learn those lessons as fast as I can so I can get on with the next thing. I kind of think that I might have been stuck with a teenage brain in that sense, but I didn't realize until later in life that failure is okay. That you should never be judged for trying and failing. You should never be judged at all, but you should particularly never be judged for trying and failing, because it's through failure that you will learn the most. And then as a byproduct of that, you learn about perseverance. And then as part of that journey, you learn about consequences. Another thing that we really need to teach our teenagers is that actions have consequences. They have unintended consequences. And if I briefly go to current American politics at the moment, and if you want to talk about the power of words and the consequences of words, there's a powerful example right there about words having meaning and words equating to action, and you have to be careful with words and you have to be understanding that there may be consequences. So for teenagers, particularly around social media, understanding that if you say something really horrible to that girl, the consequence may be that she takes a life. So we need to teach them that consequences are important to understand. And again, it goes back to your concept of critical thinking and thinking things through before actions. So your course teaches the teens how to handle setbacks.
Well, I talk about, we talk about having, giving them persistence to achieve their goal. If the children today, we're talking about critical thinking, if they gather the information, and it's the program we talk about, your reasoning factor, which is making decisions. Well, part of critical thinking, you gather the information, you use your reasoning factor to work out, oh, if I do this, this is the consequence, or this is what I will get from doing that. Now, if I do this, do I have a better outcome? if I do that. So it uses the reasoning factor, and then also you've got your perception of how you see the situation. And perception actually comes back to, our young life as parents. We do pick up our beliefs and that from our parents, our relatives, school friends. So once again, the Inner Genius program through teaching critical thinking is teaching them a new way to think to form their own beliefs so that it works for them, so they can work out solutions and work out a better way to make better decisions, have that better outcome. To think about a person who might have gone through these programs when they were younger and seeing them in their adult life and they're happy and contented. That's just wonderful. That's what it's all about. As you say, decisions have consequences. If we can teach the children, well, don't, if you do this, this is going to happen. If you do that, that's going to happen. What is the outcome that you really want?
So at the core of your programs, Wendy, is that idea that we want our teenagers to have strong, inquiring minds before they get to be adults. And part of what your course does is helps them with that mind strength and
Yes.
understanding that they are a unique human being, and that it's okay to be unique, that you don't have to follow everyone else. And so I think that teenagers today, they have a lot to cope with, particularly the teenagers that have been teenagers in the last 12 months in 2020. There was a
Yeah.
lot to cope with. And when they've got a lot to cope with, if they have external learning that helps them adjust and cope, that's going to be a good thing, isn't it, Wendy?
Oh, most definitely. Yes, you're right, Tony. The past year has been extremely difficult for them. There's been a lot of changes and a lot of children or teenagers, they don't understand what's going on. The world's just sort of done a big flip in a hurry. But, if you have, once again, if the parents were there learning the program with the children, well, then they can sit down with the children, especially very younger children, and explain that, this has happened for a reason. Let's turn it upside down. Let's turn it around and think of the positives that can come out of bad situations. And I think one of them is that parents have been able to spend more quality time with the family and their children. That's been a plus. If you look at the teenagers, yes, it's been a bit of an upheaval, but that has allowed them really a bit more freedom. If they weren't going to school, they're allowed to study at home. Let's turn that around. What's the positives of learning at home? Do something a little bit different.
Absolutely.
Study the Inner Genius program, something different to get a positive mindset going and stop seeing
Definitely.
obstacles, but seeing the solutions and the opportunities that can come from a situation. That's what it is all about. What opportunities can come out of a bad situation?
Absolutely, absolutely. Again, when I was researching for our program today, I was reading an article about the rise of tech with teenagers. And a couple of the articles actually I read talked about teenagers being less happy the more tech that they have. And then it caused me to think about teenagers and happiness. And historically, we think of teenagers as those angst-filled years. But I know that your inner genius likes to, in your programs, tackle the concept of teenage happiness. How do you do that, Wendy? How do
Well,
you ensure that the course encompasses items that cause teenagers to be happy versus sad about their life and circumstances?
that all comes to back down to the confidence and self-belief. Now, we every single person is unique to the world. They are a gift. They are all meant to be here. And it's building the confidence in themselves to achieve and have the ability. We all have the ability to achieve. No one, if we look around, no one has more ability than another. So it
That's
doesn't
right.
matter where you are at this point in your life. Once again, think about what you want to achieve and then do what you need to do to enable you to achieve it. As the children are achieving more success or more results in their life, the happier they become. And they're creating their own results, they're creating their own self-satisfaction. So once again, it comes
Definitely.
back to our thinking. What are we thinking? What are the thoughts are we thinking every day? Are they negative thoughts or positive thoughts?
Yes.
We have 55 thoughts a minute. That's a lot of thoughts that are coming
That's
in
an
all the
awful
time.
lot.
It is. And to be able to decompartmentalize the thoughts to, oh, put that away, I don't need that. We need to know what thoughts that we want to
Yes.
accept or reject. And that's what the program is doing. It's teaching the children that you don't need that negative thought. You don't need that negative thought. You are a human being. You're living in a physical body. You have an intellect and you have a mind. And that
Yes.
mind is so powerful that you can design and create the world that you want to live in.
You
You can
want.
create your life. That to me is absolutely wonderful. And you can do that by changing your thoughts patterns in your
Yes.
that's coming in. It's incredible.
Absolutely. I agree. I agree. Wendy, one of the chapters in the coursework, you focus on gratitude. And of course, you probably know that gratitude is one of my favorite subjects because I actually find it really easy to be grateful for the smallest, largest, and in-between things. But I wasn't always that way. I had to learn about gratitude. But the one thing that I love about your teen coursework is that you include a whole chapter on gratitude. Why do you think it's important that we teach our teens the importance of gratitude?
I think it's an extremely important subject. Actually, I was reading a poem that someone said the other day. I think I read it on Facebook, and it was about gratitude. And it says,
Yes.
be thankful that you might have put on a couple of pounds because that means that you've had plenty of food. Be grateful for
Yep.
that. And it went on in that type. Be grateful that you've got clothes on your back and you've got a roof over your
Yes.
head. But for the teenagers, I encourage them to be grateful. I have included a gratitude diary. And what
Ah,
gratitude does
yes.
is, if you are grateful each day for the little things and the big things that have happened, that changes your mindset into a more positive mindset.
It does.
And I also teach them to be grateful for what's happened today, but also, now this goes back to the imagination and setting that goal of what you want to achieve. Be grateful for the goal that you're heading towards to achieve. When you have achieved that goal, be grateful again. Be grateful for the parents that have enabled you to do this program. Be grateful for the friends that you've got. Because, there are parts of this world where countries are not so well off. But you see, being grateful also enables the universe, it comes back to us. When you send it out, it comes back to us. So being grateful for your life sends out good vibrations, and those good vibrations
It
will come
does.
back. Yes.
And it doesn't have to be a grateful or practice or having a gratitude, sorry, an attitude of gratitude rather. It doesn't have to be a big, long novel. You know, writing down at the beginning of the day five things you're grateful for and doing the same thing at night. That's
Yes.
as complicated as it needs to be. And for teenagers, doesn't have to take long, but it's the practice that changes the way your mind perceives the world,
Yes.
perceives you. It has a powerful impact. I can't stress enough how gratitude changes your life. And if we could impart that knowledge into teenagers, they're just going to go from strength to strength. So, Wendy, as we're running out of time, I want to know the key elements that make inner global genius stand out from the crowd in terms of external education for teenagers?
Well, Inner Genius inspires the children to have an inquiring mind to imagine, dream, achieve and success. So through the lessons and the
Yes.
activities, they are developing the skills necessary to understand all about critical thinking and to be understand critical thinking, utilize the critical thinking that lays the foundation to create their happy and bright and successful future.
Yes. I'll tell you what, I've seen some incredible teenagers in the last 12 months, and I know that we've talked about this before, but just quickly, the 17-year-old that during grade 12 manages 104 conservation projects across the world from his home office, the 15-year-old that is an inspirational speaker, we saw the 22-year-old and her amazing poem for the inauguration of the US president. There are some amazing young people that teenagers can look up to, and we just need to help them realize what potential they have and what they
Yes.
can create. And Wendy, before we run out of time, I want you to quickly tell the listeners where they can connect with you and how they connect with you to get some understanding about these programs for their teenagers.
All right, I've got the programs are uploaded on a Thinkific platform, which is a learning platform. When they
Yes.
sign up to one of the programs, they have 12 months access, and that is innergeniusglobal.thinkific.com. I'm having a website developed at the moment, so there is they can go onto the website. It's still under construction, but there'll be a link there that they can contact me. That is innergeniusglobal.com. Or they can send me an email, and I think you've got the
Yes,
link there to the email
I
as
have.
well. Yes.
For those listening live on LinkedIn and Facebook, Peo's in the background and he will be popping up those links within the chat box as we speak. The other place, if you didn't get that down, is to pop onto radiotony.com, look under co-host. You will find Wendy. All of her information, her emails and links are on that page on radiotony.com under the tab co-hosts, and you'll find information. Now, Wendy is really passionate about these education courses, and if you have any inquiries, any questions about any of the workings of the course, then just connect with Wendy via email. She's only too happy to talk to you and run you through how it works and how it might help your teenager. So, for all of those parents that are listening that are struggling with their teenager, particularly anyone who is in America at the moment and bearing in mind that it's been a completely tumultuous year for many people across the globe, I think for American and American children and teenagers, it's been a worrying and troublesome time, and I couldn't highly recommend Wendy's teen programs enough just to give your teenager a bit of an edge, a bit of an understanding that might just help them get through the year a little more unscathed than what they may have been. So, Wendy, your programs have come from a lifelong desire to educate and inform. And I know that you're particularly passionate about young people's minds, so teenagers and children. And this week we've talked about teenagers, and for many parents who might be listening, the teenage years are pretty difficult. And I'm suggesting why not give yourselves a break? Why not give yourselves your teenagers a break and get them involved in something that will help ensure their success? So, Wendy, you've written the programs to help ensure teenage success, lifelong learning, and critical thinking. But you also want them to gain that greater understanding of how the mind is different from the brain and how the mind works, yeah?
Yes, that's true. I mean, I have in the program No, the way we think about ourselves, we spoke a lot about the self-confidence and self-belief. Now, for the young children today, they probably relate very well to the likes of Taylor Swift. Now,
Yes.
I've got stories in the program similar to Taylor Swift. Now, she was, you wouldn't believe this, but she was severely bullied at school. But
Yes.
she turned that negative situation around to a positive situation, and she says that she started writing her songs because of that situation. So that's,
Yes.
we need to get the children to turn the negative into a positive. And she's not the only one. There's so many stories out there where the young ones have turned the situation around to a positive.
Yeah.
If the children can understand and critically think about those situations,
Yes.
they can do the same. They have the exact same ability to turn it around.
And it really is about causing or affecting your teenager in a way that they just stop for a moment and think through whatever situation it is. And if we go back to Taylor Swift, and I've read a fair bit about Taylor over the years and know that she is one focused, persevering young woman. And so her success was not created for her. She created her own success. And if you read about some of the steps that she took, it was very much about changing her mindset from the negative to the positive and finding a way and an outlet for that negativity. And of course, hers was songs, but she's also taught herself a lot about business and marketing. So she's quite a intelligent, successful young woman. And she started really, I think she was like 14 or 13, or she was quite young when she started some of these things. And I'm guessing that she either had proactive parents or some sort of learning and education around her that helped her critically think about the situation and channel it into writing songs versus something destructive. And Wendy, that's part of the Inner Genius Teens program, is about understanding the negative impact on your life, realizing that you have the power to change that, only you. So your parents can't do it for you. They can help you, they can assist you, and they can give you advice. But at the end of the day, it's about teaching teens that they have the power to change their lives. At
Yes,
the crux of
definitely.
what you do, Wendy. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, it's wonderful that the parents are supportive and put them through the program, but at the end of the day, it's still up to you to decide which direction you go. And that's what it's all
Yeah.
about. You think about it. It all comes back to the mind and the thoughts. Thoughts of
Yeah.
what are you thinking about? Where do you want to go? So that's correct.
Yeah.
You've got to sit down and think, think, think.
Yeah. And if perchance there's any teenagers listening to this, I want the teenagers of the world to understand that in your cohort of everyone that's in teenagers, there will be presidents, there will be millionaires, billionaires, tycoons, there will be teachers, university professors across your cohort. There will be many amazing people. And so, why not you? So, if you're listening as a teenager today, we're not two wise women on radio talking about stuff that's not achievable. We want to encourage you to know that there are avenues for you to understand these concepts and put them into your lives now. So if you're listening as a teenager and you think that this might be a good idea for you, just chat to mum and dad, or alternatively, you can reach out to Wendy. She's not going to be unhappy if teenagers email her with questions about the program, are you, Wendy?
Oh, I would be more than happy to talk and chat to the teenagers. Yes, but most definitely. And you're right there. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the teenagers want to achieve or what goal they set. As long as they start moving in the direction of
That
their goal.
direction.
Yes. Because someone might only, they want to be the best mother. And for them, that is what they
Yes.
want to do. So not everyone
And
wants
that's
to be a scientist.
perfectly.
Exactly. We don't all want to be a scientist or this. Some people do have a goal of, oh, I just want to open my own coffee shop, or I want to be the best mother
And
and
that's
father.
perfectly okay. So,
Yes.
Wendy, thank you so much for being on Radio Tony Everyday Business. Just finally, that's Inner Global Gene, sorry, Inner Genius Global. Wendy McQuinney is your contact person. Details up on the website radiotony.com or in the chat box from the lovely Payo who's listening online. We are completely out of time, and I am absolutely delighted that I've had another hour with Wendy this week. Next week, we're coming back to talk about the children's programs and how they can help your younger children. This week is about the teenagers. Wendy, thank you for being on the show again this week.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you, listeners. And it's been an absolute pleasure once again.
And on that note, we will be back next week for another session with Inner Genius Global. And that's our lot for this week. And bye for now. Over to you, TJ.